So the rabbi gives a beautiful sermon. Wonderful, articulate, eloquent, funny, touching, except that it takes 45 minutes. And he's standing in the receiving line afterwards, collecting all the plaudits. And a woman comes up to him and she says, "You know, Rabbi, I'm a reporter for a local news station, and we would like to give the essence of that beautiful sermon, but we don't have that much time. I wonder, can you condense it to 2 minutes?" And he says, "Certainly." And she said, "Why didn't you?" In fact, the ability to grab the essence of something is a tribute not to a lack of knowledge, but to a deep knowledge. And if you really know something well and love it deeply, then yes, you do some violence to it by abbreviating what it's about, but the truth is you can't capture its essence. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's a pretty pithy phrase, and it sums up the ideal of America extraordinarily well. Now, it's true that you can be too abbreviated. Sometimes you have to be careful not to leave out essential things. In the 16th century, there was something called the Wicked Bible. Because of a printer's error in the Ten Commandments, they left out all the knots. Just imagine what that does. Just roll that through your mind for a minute. Thou shalt, and then... But if you do it right, you can, in fact, capture the essence of a learning, of a teaching, of a song in a very short span of time. Liberté, égalité, fraternité was the French Revolution in 3 words. God, Torah, Israel. 3 words. What tends to multiply our rhetoric, to extend what we say, is that we want to convince, we want to make an argument, we want to persuade, so we marshal all these ideals and all these forces when in fact the essence of what we have to say is very brief. Out of our arguments with others, said the poet Yeats, we make rhetoric. But out of our arguments with ourselves, we make poetry. And great poetry can often be very short, great images very striking. Tennyson has a poem called The Eagle. It's called The Eagle, a Fragment. And he takes the view of an eagle on a mountaintop, and the eagle is looking down, and he says, "The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls." If you've ever seen the sea from above, that's exactly right. The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls. He watches from his mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt, he falls. In very few words, a new image is opened up, and worlds appear that we did not know. This morning, you know, right after the service, we're going to have 10, 12 people?
19.
19 people. Who are going to speak for 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, on what they know and what they can teach you. Among them is my colleague and my friend, Reverend Thomas, who pastors a church in Skid Row. And the first time I met him, he told a very brief story about a woman who had lost her cable TV. I'm not going to tell you the story, but all I can say is it opened worlds for me in a few words about the people in his church, the struggles, and what it really means to be a human being. It wasn't a sermon, it wasn't a lecture, it was a brief story, and he could have fit it in to that reporter's 2 minutes, and she would have learned something. We pray for a long time, but I remember what my teacher, Simon Greenberg, told me. He said, "You know, at every service, I look through the prayers for the phrase that means something to me that day. He said, I don't care if I say every word or if I don't say every word, but I have to find the phrase in the prayer book that touches me, that lifts my spirit, that fills my soul, that directs my life, that teaches me something I didn't know yesterday, or reinforces something that I knew but I didn't incorporate into my life. Modim anachnu lach, we are grateful to you. If that's the only phrase that touches you, it is enough. When Moses has to pray to God in the Torah, he doesn't show up at 8:45 and leave after noon. Do you know what Moses' prayer is in the Torah when his sister Miriam is sick? He looks up at the heavens and he says, El na refa na la, five words. Please, God, heal her, because that's all he needs. That's all he wants. That is the essence of his prayer. What is your prayer? What is your song? Not forever, but today, this morning. What is it you need? What is it you have to teach? What is it you want to learn? That's what this is about. That's what the morning is. Our sages say, hafokh va dechule va. Turn the Torah over and over. Everything is in it. But we don't need everything right now. But we all need something. So what is there of God's word that you need now? What lesson, what spirit, what song? On this Shabbat, we celebrate our cantor, his wife, and the tradition of music in Judaism that goes back thousands of years. And so we make a song of Hafokh Va, of turn it over and over, for everything is in it. But you don't have to listen to learn everything in the song. No, that there is a message in it for you. And that's what you have to extract. That's what you have to find. It doesn't matter, as the rabbi said to the student who had gone through the entire Torah, it doesn't matter if you go through the entire Torah. It matters what part of the Torah has gone through you. Shabbat Shalom.